Let us commence our worship this evening with hymn number 514. The tune is Regent Square 684. Oh, what matchless condescension the eternal God displays, claiming our supreme attention to his boundless works and ways. His own glory he reveals in gospel days. In the person of the Saviour, all his majesty is seen. Love and justice shine forever, and without a veil between, worms approach him and rejoice in his dear name.
Thank you.
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17. 17th of Matthew. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come, and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy upon my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciple to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He said, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, Of strangers. Jesus said unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money that take, and give unto them for me and to thee. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Lord, we come with a heavy heart. Lord, do condescend to teach us to pray. We have those circumstances similar to what we've read, Lord. And we do pray, if we can,
And now we can, when thou dost pour a spirit of grace and supplication upon us. And we beg of thee, Lord, to have mercy upon us in this sanctuary this evening and in the sanctuaries, Lord, even the homes where the friends are, and also in the chapel of pray at Ride, trusting they have been enabled to open up the doors there. And do, Lord, grant a blessing to those. We have Connie in the home, we have our friends at Adelaide. Oh, we do need for you that we are to be enabled to bow our knees before thee in reverence and godly fear, and seek, Lord, to feel that unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. We do pray then, Lord, to give us faith to believe in thee and trust in thee. Thou did chide all the disciples because they could not heal the sick man. Because he said, because of their faith and unbelief. And though we do pray, Lord, that thou remember us in mercy. And thou favour us not this night, but to feel the Spirit of the Lord in the midst. Jesus himself drew near, touched our hearts. We each have a case, Lord, as we doubt whether we be here. We have a case, and we cannot, Lord, unfold the mysteries of it oftentimes. And yet, Lord, we dare not run away. For to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life to give. O Lord, do then bow down thine ear, and do support and sustain us in the pathway of tribulation, more or less, and do bring back the prodigals. Lord, calls them to be pricked in the conscience and begin to be in want and have an aching void that the world could never fill. And do, Lord, supply our need. We do look to thee, Lord, in mercy to appear for Zion, diminished and brought low. We ask thee, Lord, to touch some of our parliamentarians in the state that are withdrawing or seeking to be no further teaching of the scriptures in the schools. Oh Lord, these blind leaders of the blind, they're falling into the ditch. Could it not raise up, Lord, in this land those, Lord, that shall acknowledge God in their ways? Or is anything too hard for thee? Remember, Lord, our little denomination, so minister brought low here in England, and we believe some in America. But, oh Lord, we do pray that the government might be upon thee in the selection, Lord, of president, and also the selection, Lord, of our governments here. And we do pray, Lord, have mercy upon them. Lord, may there be yet evidences, Lord, of the blindness, Lord, of some of those parties that will not have thee to reign over them. Oh Lord, do quicken us. And make us to cry for mercy and hear our poor petitions. Rend the heavens and come down, touch the mountains that they may smoke. Lord, what a mercy. If there is that life of the Spirit found in many unregenerate souls yet in this country, Lord, because the foundations of this land are based on the Scripture, the Word of God. Now, Lord, they've turned their backs upon it, but thou art able, Lord, to cause there to be a remnant yet in the election of grace to be made manifest, that shall plead as the doctrines of free and sovereign grace alone, to realise that without thee none can do anything concerning the welfare of their souls, even the welfare of the nations. How dependent, Lord, we are then upon thee. Be with us, Lord, in our family circles, in our daily lives. Who still go before us, make crooked things straight and rough places plain, and darkness lie before us. O Lord, have compassion upon us, and lead us to that fountain open for sin and uncleanness, even the dying thief, the transgressor of the law. In those few moments, Lord, before he died. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a favoured character. And all the other characters solemnly banished to hell. Oh, may we be made more conscious, Lord, of how the case stands with us. And oh Lord, don't leave us to be easy believers, but to have that sure foundation that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, and one day we might be built up upon it, stone after stone, of thy dear chosen vessels, that you be found unto glory and honour and heaven at last before the Lord. Lord, we do thank thee for many mercies that daily we receive. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing Joseph back in peace and safety. Lord, we do beg of thee. And also give us thankful hearts for our daily benefits. And now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee, to open our mouth wide and fill it. Strengthen the weak hands of faith, confirm the feeble knees, and do bless us together as we ask these favours in the name of Jesus and for his sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 399, Neptunus and Polycarp 405. Amidst 10,000 anxious cares, the world and Satan's deep laid snares, this my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. When Sinai's awful thunder rolled and struck with terror all my soul, no gleam of comfort could I see till Jesus was revealed to me.
Amen.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, and reading verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. This is the Lord Jesus' rebuke to his disciples, who said unto him, why could not we cast him out? This poor afflicted man, and there are many afflictions, we would not just single this man out, but many of the afflictions of the righteous. And no doubt you know some of them, and we will all know some of these afflictions, and will cause us to wonder where the sin is going to end. We see the afflicted minds of those that deny Christ. That's a very deep affliction, friends. We see those that deny him, that will forsake his word for a mess of pottage. And some seek the vain treasures of this life, thinking that they buy their way through the world and buy themselves out of trouble. But it's all got to go before we die. And we'll find ourselves helpless in the storm of death, unless the Lord puts underneath the everlasting arms to support and sustain them. And so he rebuked them and said, again I will repeat what the previous words, and then he answered and said, O faithless generation and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. We have those cases, we have our own cases, we have our own trials. And the promise doesn't seem to be sweet, that we have hope, we have received. We wonder, we know not what to do. And we try and call upon the name of the Lord in the day of trouble, and he doesn't seem to fulfill what we long for him to do, and that is to heal the sick and restore sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. But you see, the Lord can only unstop their deaf ears in hearing the truth, in believing the truth. And what a dark and a dull night it is for you and me. But Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Sums it all up, doesn't it, with you and me, when nothing comes to pass in your requests. He told us, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And we want to see the healing effect. We want to see the effects of the work of grace being born again. We cannot always, dear friends, fail to reveal it. But we should know when the Lord has touched their heart. We should know when he has caused you to know what it is to confess your sins, brought with a broken heart and contrite spirit. All the things that you and I were trying to arrange, the Lord seems to be silent unto us. But you see, he waits to be gracious. He's going to prove your sincere, your desires are sincere. Your prayers are real. And they're not something that you've manufactured yourself. And that's where we need grace and discernment, to discern the work of the Spirit. And so though we may truly come with a broken heart and contrite spirit, it is for the Lord to indict prayer, to pray our way along, to wait for the Lord to be gracious unto us and grant deliverance. Because he says here, if you have faith, it's only a little faith, isn't it? If it's the
if it's the authorship of Jesus, if he's the author of your faith, then it may be as a grain of mustard seed. But you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence. And this is the only language we can come to the Lord with: Lord, remove hence to yonder place. In other words, drive out the buyers and the sellers. We get an awful lot of these unofficial phone calls, don't we, over from overseas. They try and tell you that you're going to be brought to justice. You're going to be brought, dear friends, into those spots and places where they're going to arrest you. Such is the wickedness of sinful man overseas, and try and broach your privacy and your telephone line with all this manner of love of rubbish, dear friends, created for the business of undermining your faith and your trust in the telephone calls that may come. What an abuse has it been made of. And all the it is only brought down also to a call which we call telemarketing. The deception. And so the world's full of deception. And nobody seems to be honest to like they once were. But oh, what a mercy if you and I have this faith. And if we've been singing, Jesus has revealed himself to you and strengthened your weak hands of faith, because we are very feeble. We are so troubled. We also try when we pray, is the Lord hearing me? Is he turning a deaf ear to my petitions, which you feel personally are so needful to be answered? But we also read in the scripture that he waits to be gracious. He tarries often in a faint and comes deeming late. And then there's the welfare of your own soul and mine, and in the darkness and bondage that you feel to be so troubled with. And you say in your mind, all these things are against me. But all these things are sanctified, will still cause you and me to be determined to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ as your glorious leader and the captain of your salvation. And he brings you and me into a knowledge of his truth, the captain of our salvation. And see what he passed through, and realize that he passed through all this pathway of tribulation and trial, and says, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Oh, how worldly minded we can get, dear friends, oftentimes. Read the paper press, or hear the recorded news on the media, and you see we're ready to make our own judgment. And we have to come there and realize that we're very, very ignorant of the ways of fear and fears of mankind, but we do believe to know a little of the way that the Lord Jesus Christ has planned out in his word. And he orders your footsteps by his word. And so this faith is a grain of mustard seed. You shall say unto this mountain. You've had your mountains, you may have others. You have your valleys and the shadow of death. But I will be with thee. When I pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And the floods, they shall not overflow thee. And through the fires, they shall not burn thee. When we think of how favoured we are in this city compared, and in this in Victoria at the present, for the most part, with all the floods and those characters in Queensland and also down there in Tasmania, what they've had to suffer. And it's all God's judgments, and others that may look on and say, poor things, but what about ourselves? We're the poorest because of God's judgment. We need water to survive. But you see, they get carried away. People get carried away when they witness success in nations. And when we witness also good things are found out by our medical staff to try and lengthen life, to try and also to relieve pain and comfort and discomfort and sorrow and sadness. But see, in the end, we shall all know what it is to have affliction and try pathway. And Peter says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, which is to individuals. Think it not strange in further trial, which is the trial, as though some strange happened unto you, but rejoice. It's hard to rejoice in trouble when it comes upon you, but you see, no affliction for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. But nevertheless, afterwards, it yielded the peace of fruits of righteousness to those who exercised thereby. Look at this father of this person that was afflicted. See? You see, there's a rejoicing, there's a coming back, there's a mercy given, and a restoring. And so we've had to prove in our lives whether our sicknesses have been very severe or less severe. They have been afflicted, they've made an effect upon us. And they've caused us to cry for mercy. And oh, what a mercy to be living at the throne of grace. Yes, with a burden, with a mountain. But he says, who art thou, great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou should be made a plain. We can't see it when we're in the midst of the sorrow, can we? We can't see a way of escape. But Jesus knows. And he says, my presence shall go with thee. And what a comfort and hope that will be to you and me. Because he strengthens this faith. It's trusting in the Lord at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. He's a very present help. And we need that closer walk with God, don't we? We want to feel his presence. We want to feel that all these things will work together for our soul's good. Because we want to know that we have love in our heart toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Object of my first desire, Jesus crucified for me. You'll have, dear friends, less self-exercise when you see the sufferings of Christ as revealed to you through his word. Why was Jesus good to me? Why did he cause me to look upon him? He draws you by the cords of man, by the bands of his love. He's determined to save you. He brought you. He brings you into his house, and his banner of love is upon you. Oh, better to be favoured then, friends, with this sanctification of your trials and my trials. And they all work together for good. And say unto this mountain, you see, it's a mountain, it's an obstacle in your way. It takes all your attention. It takes you away from those smoother things in your life, those easier things, those things for granted, and brings you to see this mountain. Who can remove it? The mountain shall depart, he said. Have you faith to believe that tonight? He recalls the mountains depart, make the rough places plain, the darkness light before you. We do so want plain sailing if we believe in God, don't we? But how can you ever get to heaven unless you know a measure of the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ? And we have to say, Lord, sanctify my losses and my crosses, and make me more meet for the Master's use. That I might have this faith as the grain of a mustard seed, the smallest seed ever. And yet it grows up to a great tree. And we need to be truly favoured to feel more of this faith. God's elect. It's the substance, you know, of things hoped for and evidence of those things that are not seen. And it becomes a refuge. A refuge for sinners is fair. The gospel makes known it is found in the merits of Jesus alone. I would to God that I could preach better. I would to God that I could feel more effectual calling by the Lord. This is the pathway. The pathway of the just. Justified by this faith as grain of a mustard seed. Little faith. And the Lord rebuked them, O ye little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? Because I am the Lord, I change not. And you plead with him, Lord, remove hence the bondage yonder place, and it shall remove. And we want to be able to experience that, don't we? Bring my soul out of prison, or similar to having a mountain in front of it, or the mountains about, round about Jerusalem, which are a protection for that country, protection from the enemies. They want to destroy them. We know it speaks about their coming to destroy them in time, but you see, the Lord will plant his footsteps in his coming again, and he will defend his chosen people. And Jew and Gentile alike, wherever you and I are, if you're one of his, what a favour this is. To know the joyful sound that he has made that way for you where there seemed to be no way. And then his instruction, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove nothing, shall be impossible unto you. Or that we could take this home. I'm sorry, friends, things that seem to have got on top of me a bit of late, as you can realise. And my beloved one. I wonder where the sea is going to end. But you see, nothing shall be impossible. We believe what the scripture tells us. But when and where, how did the Lord knows? And we need that patience. To tarry his leisure there and wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of his soul is revealed. His love with power. Nothing. Of all the things, nothing shall be impossible unto you. And this is our mercy. And he says, goes on to say, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. And this kind, dear friends, this kind of trouble. Think of our friend Elaine. Troubled again at the great age. But although we must keep on praying, going not out but by prayer and fasting, comes to my mind of after the First World War, my father had a serious breakdown. And the minister, Matthew Chapel, preached from this word, howbeit this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting, and he was restored of a sound mind. In due time, Ernest Rowe preached the sermon. It was a great exercise to my mother, of course. And so you see, we need that faith to believe in what he has revealed to us in his word here. And he says, ye shall know the truth. And you'll have those answers, that mountain removed and made plain. He moves in mysterious ways, God does. His wonders to perform plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Blessed be Jesus. And oh, that we could have more comfort and hope that he's looking upon you and me now. He knows your sore temptations. He's able to do far more sinning abundantly for you, above all that you and I can ask or even think. Oh, what a merciful, omnipotent Saviour we have. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And God sends his dear Son, and all that he might send his Son to Zion throughout this earthly ball, that we might see a real godly reviving among souls redeemed by the blood of Christ, and not be ashamed to own him as their Lord and Saviour. Blessed be the Lord. Mountains, mountains, dear friends, made plains, crooked things made straight, darkness light before us. What a Saviour. Able to save unto the uttermost all those that come unto God by him. Are you coming? Are you half-hearted in coming? Or are you determined to know him? Is he the source and giver of your good and my good? Yes, you say, is there one thing needful? And if he's applied the word upon your soul, you'll give him no rest until he establishes you and be appraising you to remove the mountains, the crooked things straight, the rough places plain, the darkness like the wall. All these situations that we come into life with, and it's all his purposes. It's all his purposes. His purposes unfolding every day and every year of our lives. Purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. How we long to get through these darks and valleys and darks and paths. But there's a set time. And our times are in his hand and all events at his command. It makes you tremble sometimes, whatever will come and whatever trouble will lie at our door. But he knows. And he will have you and me to look to him and cast our care and burden upon him and realise, he said, be not afraid, it is I. My presence will go with thee, and I will give thee rest, and I will favour thee with the favour that I bear unto my people and visit with thee with thy salvation. This mountain made a plain. Oh, how we long for it. How we do need to really be effectually and fervently indicted with prayer in their spirit. The spirit of grace and of supplication, that we might truly be led to Christ. Look upon him whom we have burdened with our sins, and pray that he might grant us deliverance in due time. And then he had to say, and while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said, and then the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. Have we betrayed him? Or have we exalted his name before the people as an opportunity has arisen? Oh, but have we betrayed him in their unregeneracy? And they should kill him, and the third day shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And we need to be exceedingly sorrowful for our sins and look to be pardoned. And this is the purpose of our afflictions, to bring us to our knees, to bring us to the throne of grace, hasten to the place where he unveils his lovely face. And he says, look upon me, whom they have pierced, yes, and whom you and I have pierced, through and through. And then, for the purpose of this mountain, he will remove it. He will remove, dear friends, the burden of that sin that has raised it. It's your sins and mine are as mountains before the Lord. Mountains of sin. But who art thou, great mountain? But balls of rubble, thou shalt be made a plain. Oh, what a mercy to realize that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and you tremble and are afraid. But nevertheless, to whom else can we go Thou hast the words of eternal life to give to my soul. All to know and feel you have these tokens of love. And so he said, and rebuked them that they were a faithless and perverse nation, generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer them? And so bring this character here to me. Bring your characters that you have laid on your heart. Their blood, their bone of your bone, their blood of your blood. And yet you see, we can't pray as we would unless the Lord sanctifies this prayer, makes us to see and feel our groanings, our weepings, our supplication at the mercy seat, and to be brought to Jesus. Was anything too hard for the Lord? Able to save you, able to profit your soul in these tokens of revelation of your sin and mine, and to seek the pardon. For if sin be pardoned, I am secure. Death and no sting beside the law. The law gave sin its damning power, but Christ, my ransom, died. Oh, to exalt Christ, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, and my grace is sufficient. Oh, to feel the subject of his grace. Lord, do grant me that grace. To endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus, to fight the good fight. It's a battle. It's not to the swift or to the strong, it's to the lame that will take the prey. Lord Jesus, shine and reveal to me salvation's plan. And say, Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Although we know this peace of God as he removes our mountains, may he give us faith to continue. May he trust him for his faithfulness. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I not fear what man shall do unto me. Well, may the Lord bless our few remarks, feeble they are, but may they encourage us to still press on in the journey, even to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 233. The tune is Madison from the manuscript. The sinner that truly believes and trusts in his crucified God, his justification receives, redemption in full through his blood. Though thousands and thousands of foes against him in malice might unite, their rage he through Christ can oppose, led forth by the Spirit to fight. Not all the delusions of sin shall ever seduce him to death. He now has the witness within, rejoicing in Jesus by faith. This faith shall eternally fail when Jesus shall fall from his throne. For hell against both must prevail, since Jesus and he are but one. Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.